greet you in the name of the Lord, so thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer. And it is our desire to stand for Him, to stand for His truth, for we know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank You for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We appreciate each one who has tuned our way, and we are trusting that you'll take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. We also pray that you'll minister to their needs, encourage hearts, strengthen souls, and may they be encouraged, if there be a child of God, to press the battle on, to fight the good fight of faith. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you, and I'd like to remind you that you can listen to a number of our broadcasts anytime, day or night, if you'll go to our webpage. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. In addition to a number of our broadcast services there, there are some other services that you may listen to, and you may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. Also, if you desire and are able, you can join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. That's Eastern Time. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org.
When I first
Our subject for today's broadcast, the Christian Standards of Conduct. And we'll use for a text a few words out of Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Lift up a standard for the people. There is a standard taught in the Scriptures that all people should be guided by. And since not everyone is guided by the standards that are set forth in the Scriptures, surely all Christians should. We should endeavor to be what God has taught us in His Word that we should be. So there are standards taught in the Scriptures, and there is a standard for Christian conduct. Jesus set the standard of Christian conduct. The tendency is toward lowering and relaxing these standards to correspond to lax living. I say there is a tendency among the religious world to lower these standards and be lax in concerning these standards because of the surrounding world, religious world, and influences. But again, God has set forth a standard in His Word, and His Word is forever settled in heaven. The lack of spiritual power in one's life or in the church may have its cause in loose living, in failing to live to the Christian standard taught in the Scriptures. The Christian should have and hold certain definite standards of conduct for himself. And that standard should be based on the Bible. As Deuteronomy tells us, and as Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the psalmist said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway. And the apostle John said, If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, then we will have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. The way we have fellowship with God is by accepting His Son as our Lord and Savior, and then walking in the light. And the way we have fellowship with one another is by having fellowship with God, fellowship with Christ, and then walking in the light, and we will have fellowship one with the other. Now, the ministry of the church, the ministers of the church should have and they should hold definite standards for the people. Our text says, lift up a standard for the people. And where should the ministry get the standard that they lift up for the people? From the Word of God, out of the Word of God. Each age has had its peculiar temptations to the Christians. We talk about this modern age. Well, every age has been a modern age for the people that lived at that time. But the Word of God endureth forever, and God does not change. I am the Lord, I change not. So each age has had its peculiar temptations to the Christians. It would seem there is more to entice a Christian today than ever before. That's the way it would seem to me, because of all the things that we have in the world today that many people in ages past did not have. Worldly amusements, questionable gatherings and revelings for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 3. Peter only mentions a few worldly things here, and he refers to the Gentiles not necessarily altogether as a race of people, but the word Gentile is used in some scriptures to represent the unsaved, those that do not know God, those that are not living the gospel. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, in other words, have lived in sin, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Loose social contacts, low morals, immodesty, and numbers of other things that could be mentioned, Paul said to the young people, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. This he wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, follow righteousness. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. And righteousness is just simply doing what is right, doing what the Word of God teaches us to do. That is righteousness. And beloved, we are to follow righteousness. We are to live righteous with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The only way that you can live a righteous life is to have a pure heart. And the Lord Jesus taught us in that beautiful sermon we call the Sermon on the Mount, He taught us that the pure in heart shall see God. We're also told in the Hebrew letter that we should follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The love of material things, instead of laying up a good foundation in heaven, is such a prominent and a dominant thing in the world today. Materialism has become many people's god, and they're laying up for themselves, as it were, treasures on this earth. But Jesus taught us that we should lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. For He said, where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. In the world today, we find so much dishonesty, taking advantage of the ignorance of others, overselling others beyond their ability to pay, and how that point has been driven home of recent times when there has been such a crash in the building business, the housing business, and in the loaning of money for the buying of these houses. Dishonesty, taking advantage of the ignorance of others, overselling others beyond their ability to pay. That's why there are so many foreclosure signs in front of houses today, because people were oversold in their ability to pay. They were told lies and they were encouraged to lie. And we see the results of it today in our nation. And not only in our nation, but it's affecting the world as well. The use of jewelry for adornment, the use of cosmetics, and the catering to personal vanity and dress and pride in various forms. Do you not remember reading in Paul's writings and also Timothy's or Peter's writings that women should address themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness, not with gold and pearls and costly array, that they should dress in modest apparel, for the meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, so Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. And again, the word Gentiles many times is used in reference to sinners and those that are disobeying and disregarding the word of God. And Paul says here, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. The movies of today are filth, and much of the stuff that's on TV is also filth, and many of your magazines are filled with filth, with their immoral contents and related trash, and there are people who are addicted to these things and cannot free themselves from them. We live in a perilous time, as Paul said. Of course, he was speaking more of his time and of the immediate time after him. But nevertheless, it is still true today. In the latter days, perilous times shall come, because men shall be lovers of pleasures, lovers of their own selves, and proud, and boasters, and blasphemers. And much more could be said about the temptations that face the Christian today. But possibly this is enough for this broadcast. But let us look at some positive standards now in regard to Christians living and how Christians should conduct themselves. Utter loyalty to Christ Jesus, first of all. Yes, first and most important of all is utter loyalty to Jesus Christ, no matter what the consequences to ourselves may be, and no matter what's going on in the world today and how the Gentile world, as it were, is living, regardless of that, the Christian should have utmost utterance and loyalty to Christ. And he should take
whatever comes his way, whether it be ridicule, mocking, or whatever, take it, take the consequences, and still be loyal to Christ and to his word and to his standard. Honesty, direct or implied, truthfulness of word. I'm talking about the positive standard for Christian living today. Honesty, direct or implied, truthfulness of word, absolute moral and social cleanness, humility, sobriety, pure-mindedness, charity, or love. Hasn't we been shocked again and again of what comes out about some of our leaders? Yes, it is indeed a shame and a reproach, just as Proverbs tells us. Sin is a reproach to any people, whether it be governors or presidents, or whether it be preachers. Dishonesty and immoral practices is indeed a shame and a disgrace to our society and to our nation. But the Christian standard is honesty, direct or implied, truthfulness of word, absolute moral and social cleanness, humility, sobriety, pure-mindedness, and pure love, willing to pay our tithe and give our offerings to support the Lord's work. And I might say in passing in that regard, make sure that when you pay your tithes and give your offerings, you are giving it to a true work of God. Do not support false religion. Do not support these false prophets that are leading souls astray. Now, don't be offended at what I'm saying. Support God's people. Support God's work. Support the Church of the Living God. And when I say the Church of the Living God, I'm talking about all true Christians. I'm not talking about some little sect with earthly headquarters. I'm talking about the true Christian. Every child of God is a member of God's family. Every child of God is a member of God's church. And so when you pay your tithes and give of your offerings, make sure that you are supporting God's people and God's work. Helplessness toward the poor. Yes, that's a part of the Christian standard. And love for the erring one. No, we don't scorn them and try to push them down further. We need to have love for the erring one. We need to have love for those that are blind by sin and bound by the ungodly things of this world. I don't want anyone listening to this broadcast to say that I am criticizing or being critical of it. I am endeavoring to bring you a message of truth because I love your soul. I'm interested in your welfare. I want you to know God. I want you to have life, eternal life. I want you, when you leave this world, to go to be with the Lord. And that is what Jesus Christ came into this world for. He came to seek and to save the lost. He gave his life so that we could have life. He said, The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Another thought I'd like to bring to your attention is that we are to live in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. A vessel sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Yes, the Apostle Paul tells us in the 8th chapter of Romans, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Scriptures teach us that if we live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, then we shall have life. We shall have eternal life. But if we follow the flesh, it will bring death. Yes, the following of the flesh, the ungodly things of the world, brings death, spiritual death. And if followed to your physical death, it will mean eternal death. So we are to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and be led by the Spirit. We are to be a vessel, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Jesus said in regard to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will never mislead you, and he'll certainly never lead you into sin. filling one's place well in the home and in the community, as well as in the church. This is a part of the Christian standard that we must endeavor to live. Yes, husbands love their wives. Wives love and reverence their husband. Children obey their parents. The Christian standard is to be lived in the home. It's to be lived on the job. It's to be lived in the community. The Christian standard is to be lived wherever we go, whatever we do. And if we cannot live the Christian standard, then don't go there. Don't do those things. And we are to lay hold on eternal life. That's what this life is all about. Having eternal life. And that's why Jesus Christ came into this world, so that we could have eternal life. And we're told in the scriptures that we need to lay hold of eternal life by being loyal to Christ, loyal to His truth, and loyal to His people. There's much more that could be said along this line also, but let me close our thoughts today by saying there are Christian standards set forth in the Word of God, and they are there for us to obey. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So Jesus spoke, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has conveyed them to heart, and that good will be accomplished through our efforts today. For your honor and for your glory, this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, I trust that you'll feel free to send it in. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage, and also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and join us in our Sunday services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and that, of course, is Eastern Time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. Once upon a time.